When it comes to searching and extracting fossil fuels in America, the state of Ohio has a lot to offer. Former U.S. Department of Energy Secretary Stephen Chu says the natural gas found inside Ohio's shale can be extracted while protecting the environment at the same time. Chu delivered the keynote address at the Think About Energy Summit. He talked about all sorts of things, including the low price of natural gas, the resources available in the U.S., and the infrastructure needed to support natural gas development. The former energy secretary says hydraulic fracturing, also known as fracking, plays a vital role in extracting natural gas, adding that it is possible to take the necessary steps to do so without harming the environment. For Chu, another key step to advancing the future of energy includes upgrading the way it's transmitted around the country.
As we modernize the system, there's huge opportunity to make it more efficient, to use all the power generating resources in a dispatch in a more efficient way, which actually goes to lowering the prices. So the technology will make the assets we have more efficiently used. Technology will, and just good practices, will mean you don't use as much energy, both in industry and in homes and buildings.
Expanding the energy portfolio to include natural gas and renewables is important, according to Chu, but that also means lower demand for coal. However, the former secretary says coal will still have its place in energy generation to add reliability. As for energy generation in Ohio specifically, Chu says there are some interesting opportunities on the horizon.
I'm a big believer in wind. I think there's a strong case that can be made for wind off the Great Lakes. And I think there where, you don't want large wind turbines in your community. That's, people do not want that. But once you're 10 miles offshore, then it becomes a very real possibility.
While Chu supports the use of fossil fuels, he urges for the continued development of renewables in order to offset climate change. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.